For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. To make ends meet, it's recommended Americans spend about a third of their income on housing. But that's increasingly difficult for about one-third of families with low and moderate incomes. There's an extreme shortage of affordable housing, and it's worse in recreational areas. In New York, Lake Placid developer Steve Sama believes essential workers should be able to own a home in the place where they live and work.
We're dedicating 4 townhouses to the school district staffing and 4 townhouses to the local hospital for their staffing as well.
Bruce Masarski with the Housing Assistance Program of Essex County says short-term rentals also take a toll.
So that's where the money had really been going, toward second home building and rental for vacation folks.
Every state has at least one winery, though 9 out of 10 bottles come from the West Coast. But in Montana, a group of 20 winemakers is working to update laws that currently favor out-of-state distributors over local growers. Cultivating hardy hybrid grapes that withstand winter temps below zero, growers like Bob Thaden of Tongue River Winery are making a name for Montana wines.
Philosophically, we are committed to the ideal that we refuse to make wine out of anything that will not grow here. We want to make Montana wine.
America's nuclear weapons program left tens of thousands of uranium miners and downwinders exposed to radiation. Today, many are still fighting for even partial compensation for the cancers that followed. Anya Slepian explains.
The United States conducted nearly 200 atmospheric nuclear weapons tests between 1945 and 1962. Uranium miners and entire communities downwind of the tests were exposed to high rates of disease-causing radiation, often without knowing it.
We were not told that being exposed to uranium, how it might affect your health in the long run.
New Mexico's Larry King worked at one of the hundreds of uranium mines on Navajo Nation territory for 8 years. Now 65, he faces a number of radiation-related health issues. But King and many others don't qualify for benefits under the strict eligibility requirements of the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act of 1990.
We did a service to the U.S. government, and we should be compensated for that because they did not do their job right. They did not protect the workers.
A bipartisan coalition of legislators is working with activists like King to prevent the law, commonly known as RECA, from expiring in the next few years, and to expand the number of people who are eligible for compensation. I'm Anya Slepian.
Finally, this Halloween, who wants to be reminded that the average COVID weight gain was 30 to 40 pounds? For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.